Now, this is going to be an awkward request, but I'm going to make it. I'm going to wait till these girls get to their seats. And then, ushers, I want you to bring people from the side. I know some people got their special seat, but I want these seats over here full out in front of me. I can go to work. I'm going to go to work in a few minutes. And so I need for you to work with me, ushers. And I don't mind you walking while I'm talking. I just want these girls to get their seat. They got their seats set. We're going to turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 5 today. Romans chapter 5. Make yourself available for the first five verses. It talks about faith. It talks about grace. It talks about hope. But there's a certain element of maturity that the Lord want to bring the church into. And Romans have a striking point that will help us this morning in Romans 5. Chapter 5, verse 5. Chapter 5, verse 5. This is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible. And as I minister to you this morning, you're going to recognize that it is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible. It's one of the most powerful anointing that one can wear. There's a powerful anointing in this verse. Anointing is spiritual abilities. The anointing that comes from the Holy Spirit enable you to function properly in the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Also enable you to function properly in the power of God. Amen. Also help you to function properly in the provisions of God. Got that? The three things, you got it?
Yes,
present, power, and provision. Now, all of these that I name, they're just coming out of my spirit now, they are supernatural. And God is a supernatural God. He's a God. He's not normal. He's not a natural God. He's a supernatural God. And you need this anointing. So you're in Romans 5, 5. You there?
Yes.
And hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. I want you to see that. By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You see that? Now, here's what we're going to talk about today. Yielding to the ultimate power, the anointing to love God. Yielding to the ultimate power, the anointing to love God. And notice that anointing comes from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And it's the highest anointing. Let me take you a little further. In Revelation chapter 2, let's walk a little bit. Revelation chapter 2, there were seven letters written to seven churches. The first church, the church of Ephesus, was doing a splendid job in all of the thing that God had told him to do, but he said something. They had done a good job. It looked like they were the best church in the world. But then after congratulating them in the fourth verse, the Lord said something. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. Look what he had against him. Because you have left your first love. You don't have me in my right place no more. You have come to a degree of walking in the blessing. but you forgot the blesser. The blesser must always be above the blessing. You will learn some things today. Matter of fact, I'll tell you four or five things here that'll help you. I just want to take you to another scripture now. So in Romans 5 and 5, we're talking about the Holy Ghost love. And in Revelation 2, 4, it says you had left your first love. Right? What I'm aiming to do is get you back somewhere. Or bring you somewhere you've never been before. All right? So I need to read. Okay, John 14. John 14, I need to read this. I'm trying to listen as I go. But now we're dealing with an ultimate power. Is the love anointed. And you can't get this from nowhere. Not out of no book, not out of no library. You can't. The Holy Ghost is the only one can anoint you with the supernatural love of God. Once that happens, everything else over. Your prayer life will go to the max. Your confession and your decrees will go to the max. Once you return to your first love. And remember now, you can't return by yourself or you can't get there by yourself. Because some of us never got there. I know preaching, you know, you try to preach nice, you know, but some, because if you anointed to love, you will be consecrated. You will be submitted to the things of God before anything else. You will never make an excuse. I can't. When it comes down to God. I can't make it. No, no. When that love anointing is stirring you, it will make a way for you to honor him at all times. Are you listening to me? Now, let's look at a benefit here. A benefit, because you cannot even keep the word without the love anointing. It gives you the ability, here it comes, to flow with God. And I mean, and God functions, sometimes God don't function systematically. Sometimes the system stinks in God's nostril. And so God take another route. And we have to be connected tight enough to let him pull us with the flow. Situation and circumstance you have in your life, I'm going to tell you something about them in a few moments. Anything you're dealing with this morning, I'm going to tell you something about it in a few moments. I'm going to tell you how to deal with it. I'm going to tell you how to whip it. Tell you how to put it on your feet. Are you here with me? Are you listening? Listen up now, listen up. In John 14, 21. John 14, 21. There's something here that can tag us into this thing. Thank you, Lord. I mean, Luke, it ain't gonna work in Luke. Luke just won't say the same thing I won't say in John 14. It just don't have it in there. Won't work in the 15th chapter either, John. You got to go to the 14th chapter. Yes, sir. But the Paul is for a reason. Verse 21. He that hath my commandments. Now, commandments mean this book. You know you don't have what you don't have. You know that, right? What you don't have, you don't have it. Whether you have it by faith or not, if you don't have it, you don't have it. So here you start off saying, he that has my commandment. Now, most of the church don't have it. Most of the church do not know how to walk in the word of God. They know how to go through a lot of rituals and sing a lot of songs and cry a lot of tears. But actually, when the burning fire going on, they don't know how to walk in the Word of God. And that's what God wants you to know, how to walk in the Word of God when nothing going right. How to shout when you don't have nothing to shout about but what he said. Can you shout off the Word alone? Nothing going right. Everything going haywire. And yet you know. That God's Word can't fail. Tell your neighbor that God's Word can't fail. Tell them that's why you can't fail. So stop letting the devil lie to you. Now, I'm going to say this. It ain't going to cost you nothing. But I hear it in my spirit. You built to be a winner. You heard that? Yeah, you all, yeah. God built you to be a winner. You just got to connect right. You connect right, nothing can stop you. You got me? All right, now let's look at it. I want you to listen. This is very important that you listen at this reading. Verse 21, John 14, 21. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Underline that. Keeping the commandment is a sign that you love him. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him. Wow, what a deal. And in this, and will manifest myself to him. So love causes Jesus. Love causes God. Love causes the Holy Spirit to manifest themselves. God can manifest, Jesus can manifest, the Holy Spirit cannot manifest without success.
Amen.
Amen. So here, the Lord is teaching us through the love anointing, we can cause him to manifest. How many of y'all want him to manifest? At all times. All right, let me read a little more because there's another aspect in here. The man asked in the 22nd verse, it wasn't Judas in Carriot. Judas said to him, not is Carriot. Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? He just told him, you know, all the time I preach this text, I say he just told him. And 23rd verse said, Jesus answered saying to him, if a man love me, if a man do not love me, he cannot keep my word. He can go through the motion. He can come to church. But keeping the word 24 hours a day, he can't do it. The love anointing is the only thing that can cause you to keep God's word. Now, I have to say that. That's why a lot of us missing it. We haven't let that love anointing flow. We don't let that love that God has shed abroad in our heart, we don't stir it up. And we don't talk to him and tell him how much we love him over and over again and then walk it. See, love is not a statement. Love is a being. You got to be love. You can't just say love. You can't just say it. You got to be it. And Jesus, look, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, I'm in the 23rd verse, you with me?
Yes, sir.
He will do what? And what else happened? Now we're talking about the Holy Ghost placing in our hearts the love anointed, right? Let me go back and say what I said earlier. Let me go back and say a few things to you. Yielding to the ultimate power, the anointing to love God. Knowing how to operate in the love anointing is the ultimate anointing. Now, anointing we're talking about is spiritual ability. Let me give you, I'm going to go a little deep in this, but I want to give you some things to hold on to while we're going. Here is the secret to never failing again. Knowing how to operate in the love anointing is the secret of never failing again. You may look like you're failing, but you know better. Because you know that love power is going to bring you out of that situation. This love anointing, it is about to bring you to victories that you never thought you would see. It'll bring you to victories that you never thought you would see. This love anointing, and it's available to you. But it has a way of bringing you when you can't bring yourself. All right? Another thing, third thing I want you to know is you're being called from under every circumstance and situation that is not agreeing with your life. You heard that? Yeah, see, this love anointing will call you from every circumstance and every situation that does not agree with your life. That love anointing is just that powerful. And then again, before I get a little deep in this, I want to show you something. All contrary traffic in your life will be arrested today. And receive a life sentence today out of your life. All traffic, all contrary traffic, everything that's trying to come against you today, this love anointing will arrest it and give it a lifetime sentence to never touch your life again. When you know how to function in the anointing, say like my brother, let it go. He said, let it go, let it go. That's what he kept saying, let it go, let it go. Get it out of my life. Now, you need to let this breathe on you. You need to know how important love is, this love of God, Romans 5:5. Hope worketh by love. Expectation worketh by love. If you got a hope, you got to let it work by love, because love will hold you till it arrives. You know, the Bible tells us faith worketh by love in Galatians, right? Now, fruits worketh by love. Joy, peace, long suffering, temperance, all of that work by Galatians 5:22-23. Favor worketh by love. Thank you. Favor worketh by love. You still with me? The lack abundance of operating in God's presence, the lack of abundance of operating in God's presence is a love factor. Right. I'm really going to take you some place. Now, the Lord really dealt with me about this message, and I have to be sure to put it out like he wants. Here's a question. Turn to John 21. John chapter 21. And there's a question here now. There's a question, but it's a personalized question from God himself. Okay, I'm about to ask you a question for God. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to every individual seater here right now. I ain't talking no rope. I'm talking to you. Here's the question. How much do you really love me? Now your mouth may say one thing, but your life call you a lie. How much? Where am I on your agenda? We're not talking about no Sunday cruising here now. See, he's asking the question of every day of your life. Where am I? How much do you love me? And I wrote for you, this question will determine what kind of life you will live. According to your answer. How much do you love me? Now we're about to go into something now that you might want to leave. John 21. You know, we got a tendency, if you don't watch yourself, you'll put everything ahead of God. And everybody ahead of God. And here we're gonna clear this up right now. We need to clear this up. In John's Gospel, chapter 21, it is one of the appearances that Jesus made after his resurrection before he left. And he began to ask some questions to Peter in that 15th verse.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Ooh, Lord, that first question. That first question, man. When the Holy Ghost revealed this to me, this question is so important.
Amen.
Because you see, oh, my God. He said, so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? Now, what happened when he first met Peter, a miracle took place in Luke chapter 5. And when that miracle took place, Peter said he would follow him. And after he got crucified, their unbelief took them back to fishing. Now, other theologians say different things about this, but this is what the Holy Ghost told me. Do you love me more than you love these nets? Do you love me more than you love your fishing boat? And now locating you right now. Do you love me more than you love your house? Do you love me more than you love your job? Do you love me more than you love your car? Do you love me more than you love your child? Do you love me more than you love your husband? See, he's questioning his first place. So he said to Peter, he's restoring Peter too because, see, and many of us are going to be restored this morning. You got to be restored to your first love. You can't be playing these little Bible game with God. God, you see, you can't be saying, God, I love you and reading the Bible and quoting scripture, but yet your life's calling you a lie because he's not first in your life. You're not dedicated. You're not consecrated to him. You just want what he can give you. And every day God reads your mail. He knows this is real. I see the church going through this game, but do you really love me? Am I full time in your life? God don't accept no part time love. I'm telling you right now. They can sing that in their words about I got a part time love. God don't deal with that. Will you love me tomorrow? So here he's saying, you love me more than you love these? So he's restoring Peter now. Because
yes,
Peter denied him three times.
Yes, sir.
He said to him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, then, if you love me, do what I told you to do. Carry my work out. Put my work before everything else. Put my work. Put my church. What you doing at home in my work going on, you say you love me. What you doing at the movie? And it's Wednesday night Bible study. What you doing on the beach Saturday morning when it's prayer meeting? You say you love me? You're lying. You're lying.
Let it out. Come on.
I don't care how far you drive. You should be here. If God's your first love, if you're operating in love, this is not about counting how many here. This is not about somebody judging you. It's about you judging yourself. Then you get on your knees crying, talking about how much you love him. God, I need you to help me. Where were you when I needed you? Come on, raise your finger. Do this here. Where were you when I needed you? Where were you when I had my work going on? And now all of a sudden, I'm the best person in your life? Love me more than you love these? Love me more than you love sleep? You hear that mouse walking in here? No, this is such a tremendous anointing, because the things you're praying about now, the thing that you need change in your life, this anointing, say in the next 15 minutes, this anointing will hit this place real strong, and you'll be able to walk in this love anointing. It's not by your goodness, it's by his goodness. Yeah. Let me go on and read this, because I got to get up the road. Let me read this. 16 verse. He said to him again, the second time, Simon, 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 son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Yeah, me talking to you too. He said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said, prove it. Feed my sheep. Do my work. Prove it. You can't just tell me you love me with your mouth. Do something. You see, we told him, feed my sheep, right? He said, see, he didn't take his word for it. Because your word is not strong enough to tell God you love him. So the Lord said, put some action to your love. Your love will have to have more than words. You ever had anybody tell you they love you and it turned out to be a crook? Put some action to it. And then the third, he did the same thing the third time. Remember, you see the third time? I'm not going to even read the third time. You see the third time? Because I want to go somewhere else. I'm going to show you something else. I don't have more than 1 hour in a day. Wow. You listening? Loving God properly makes you a master in life. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Loving God properly makes you a master in life. Life will never master you if you love God properly. You will master life, because that love anointing puts you in a position. All things work together for good for them that love God. You looking at it? Romans 8:28. Are you looking now? This is so powerful. All things work together for good for them that love God. It makes you a master. That anointing, that love anointing, make things work out to your favor. Somebody needs to hear this morning. Something you're dealing with. Listen, what he says, Romans 8, all things. Come on, read it. What all mean? Everything. All the even the evil thing that trying to mess with your life. When you're walking in that love anointing will turn evil into good. Bad into good. All things work together. Say it. All things work together for good to them that what? If you don't love God, what's going to happen? All things not going to work together for your good. If you're faking it, it's not going to work. You got to be real. And you can't be real in love unless the Holy Ghost helps you. You can't fully love God yourself. We're not talking about self-love here now. We're talking about a spiritual love that only, you remember Romans 5:5? Say, hope make it not ashamed. A lot of times, shame is in our lives because we don't love God. But I know you love it. I know you'll be here Wednesday night. If you're not a Sunday Christian, you're going to grow up this morning. Make the sacrifice that I have to make to be in the house of the Lord. Everything will go up. When you make that sacrifice for the Lord, everything will go up. God will start making things happen for you that you have never seen in your life. But you got to love God. And you can't love God with just your mouth. Galatians 5:6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How much do you really love me? What did it say? What Galatians 5:6 say? You know what the first part of that voice saying? Huh? You know, it says, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumstance availeth anything, nor uncircumcised. But you know what that first part of that voice saying? Huh? Nothing means nothing without love.
Right.
If God said, you talk all that trash, you done prayed all them prayers, you done prayed an hour and a half, you done talk in tongue, and you done confessed this and confessed that, you even paid your tithe.
Wow.
But yet you don't love me because I don't have first place in your life. You make all kind of excuses when it comes down to me, but other things you go on and do it. Come on, I'm not fussing. I'm just telling you that how I'm trying to get you in there. If I can get you in there, if you let the Holy Spirit this morning anoint you with loving God more than anything else, as a pastor, I don't have to worry about you. I know you're going to be all right. I know you're covered. How many of y'all getting help? How many of y'all want the love of anointing turned up in your life? How many of y'all know who can turn it up? Who? The Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, turn up the love of anointing in my life. I yield to it right now. And always remember, you can't love God too much. There's no such thing. Listen very carefully. That prayer, it's a $500 check, that prayer that has not been answered, that's the solution for it. That child that is not paying your counseling no attention, that's the answer right there. That financial lag that you have in your life, that's the answer right there. The peace that you want in your family, that's the answer right there. Healing. Promotion. Oh, Lord. Getting late in the evening.
Come on, sir.
Shh. What I'm ministering to you, I got about 50, 20 more minutes. What I'm ministering to you is is the max. It's the ultimate power of God. The love anointing. I don't know, many people never heard about the love anointing. You know, many times people never heard about the love anointing. I mean, see, now people try to get spiritual when you tell them something, when God reveals something to you. They say, yeah, I heard that. No, the love anointing. Having a love anointing on your life. Letting the Holy Ghost put a love anointing, a love for God. When you love God right, you're going to love your wife right. You're going to love your husband right. You're going to love your children right. You're going to love your pastor right. You're not going to disrespect your pastor. Not the love of God on you. No. I can't see that. I don't see that. I just can't see. Listen. Here we're about to go now. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Oh, my goodness. Every true person is going to be caught and every liar is going to be exposed, right? Right here in this 1 Corinthians 13. Every lie you told since I've been preaching is going to be straightened out right now. Every excuse is going to be straightened out. 1 Corinthians 13. This chapter will nail it to the wall. This chapter talking about burning your body. You give your body to be burned. Yes. Ain't nothing without love.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 13. That's where he told me to go. Ooh, we're about to unpeel this thing right now. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Come on, somebody help me. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Watch this. Listen. I like you. I'm watching you on the screen, baby boy. You trying to get into it. Little girl there, I like her. She's gonna catch on. She's gonna flow. She's trying to get in there, boy. I said, get in there, child. And then I did it. And then my youngest son come told me, he said, that little girl trying to get into it. He told me. And we were back there admiring her. She was trying to get in the service. Some of y'all been here for 15 years, wasn't doing nothing. She was girl trying to get in the service. Listen, now, this statement has been underestimated, but I want you to hear it as, I think, one of the grandest statements in the Bible. You listening?
Yes,
sir. Love never. Write that down. Love, I know you know it. Love never faileth. That's one of the statements you're going to run up on in this chapter. After he talked about all the accolades we can go through that is not real sometimes. But then he says to us, love never. That word never is a powerful. See the word all and never? That's a power. All things work together for good for them that love God. Romans 8:28. That word all is a powerful word, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Then you come to another powerful word called never. When you operate in love, nothing never pass up turning out into your favor. Love will finally bring it home. You keep on loving God, God will keep on loving you, and finally he going, as John 14 said, he going to manifest, create, make happen what needs to happen for you because you keep on loving him. God can't stand to keep on being loved. He who keep on loving God, God can't be still when someone love him. He want to do something for him. But he don't want to do something ordinary for him. He want to do something out of the ordinary. Yeah, he wants saturate him with his glory. God, I love you, and put some action to it. Huh? You know what we're talking about? We're talking about, let me read it again. Yield into the ultimate power, the anointing to love God. That's the ultimate power. Romans 5:5, that's the ultimate power. And hope make it not ashamed, because I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. But the love of God is shed abroad. Look where it's shed abroad. In our heart by who? Holy Ghost. How many Christians we got in here? You really got this, you know. You just got to stir it up. You have this. That love is in you. But I come to preach this morning to stir it up, to bring it back to your remembrance. Return back to your first love. See, activities and blessings sometimes can get us too busy. Sometimes we got to drop all that and say, Lord, I thank you. You sure been good to me. See, here's where you got to come at. You know, I got to talk about myself. I said like Fred Pryor, I got to talk about myself because I don't know all y'all. I can love God the same amount without my house. I can love God the same amount with no money. Money and house do not influence my love with God. Some will tell you different because I teach the body of Christ. I'm thrown out there by God to teach the body of Christ on finances, but it don't make no difference. I know where my heart is. Lord, I got another one I got to get to. Because it's ringing bells now. Katarabaso Koronashaya. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to Matthew 22 first. Matthew 22. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. My. Here you come. I feel it rolling in right now. There it come right there. I told you in 15 minutes. That love anointing is saturating this place right now. Past is gone. The present is here. The future is to come. You will walk in the dynamic of love. After this day, you're going to walk so powerful, everybody going to know it. Oh, my goodness. There it is right there. I sense the presence. Oh my God. Yeah, I sense his presence, man. He told me, say 15 minutes, he come a little early. Stretch your hand up. Let him saturate with his love. Let him settle all your problems right now. Let him open every door you need open. Shut every door you need shut right now. Let every manifestation, every miracle, every sign, every wonder you need in your life, come forth right now. Let him break every habit that is not of him. Oh, my goodness. Woo! Everybody against you falling right now. Everybody against you falling right now. That love anointing will knock your enemy out. Ow! Do you feel that? Woo! Shh! Ah! There he is, boy. I tell you. I know. Yeah. Shukatalaba. Yeah. Every moment of defeat in your life dissipate right now. You will not remember defeat no more. Sit down, let me tell you what the, sit down, let me tell you what the Spirit of the Lord just told me. And then we're going to read in Matthew 22. The Lord said to tell you, I'm about to highlight some things in your life. That, and in reading I'm highlighting it, I don't want you to miss it. So he says there's some things almost like a neon sign I'm about to put in your life that you can see it because I already have done it for you. That you can go ahead on, oh my goodness, that you can go ahead on and receive it, but I don't want you to pass it up, so I'm going to put a neon light, a light going blank in the spirit that you'll know that you have arrived. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Many under the sound of my voice, you're about to be exalted in the earth to witness for his kingdom. Hallelujah. Will you accept that? Huh? Do you believe that? This is a divine functioning moment in your life that you may have never seen before, because the love anointing stands above all anointing. Stand above faith. They stand above hope. They stand above all other anointing. And today, I'm soaking you in my love anointing. Contrary thing will straighten out. Old age problem that been with you a long time will be erased. And the glory of God will leave a trail for you to follow. You will have, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. This day, when the love anointing is setting on you, not only setting on you, but I'm soaking you with my love anointing, you will have a better chance after the day. Matter of fact, you won't have a chance. You're going to have a surety after the day. The things of God going to work for you like never before. Somebody shout. Oh! 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 I'm being anointed with a fresh love anointing. I tell you this, I hear this. Enemy, you better turn the internet on. And you better see I'm in this service. Because you don't want to mess with me no more. Sit down, let me read this. Let me read this in my clothes. Let me read this in the clothes. Hakatalabasha. Hashatarabasha. Hashatarababa. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm not planning on failing no more. No matter. No matter what. Come up. I'm going to turn this love anointing loose.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Satan sometimes send people at you to throw you off track. But if you're walking in the love anointing, they won't be able to throw you off track. They throw a brick at you and say, I love you anyway. I just ducked a brick. But I love you anyway. When you get home, you're going to find your house flooded with love. You receive that? Flooded with the love of God. Wall to wall. I'll go on bold enough to say that contrary child going to act different. Now let's get this. Matthew's here. My God, John. I can't hardly stand, man. Krasata. I see you. Eposata. Matthew 22. I'm going to start at verse 34 because somebody always trying to tie you up. You say you love God, they're always coming with something to try to tie you up. They're trying to test you, see if you're really real. You know, I've had people test me to see if my blessing real, but my blessing's still flowing. Got people try to cut you, stop you from being blessed. You know, you can't stop a person from being blessed. That's $1,000 right there. You can't stop a person from being blessed once a blessing on them. If they keep walking in love, you hear me? You keep walking in love. Stop looking at all your ugly family members. Stop looking at them. They went to a certain level because they got that old religious spirit. I'm talking to you about a revelation. I ain't talking to you about no family religion spirit. I'm talking to you about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking to you about the distance God can bring you. I'm talking to you about the supernatural. I'm talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm not talking about your education. I'm not talking about how much you know. I'm talking about who you know. Don't let them tell you where you're going to worship at. You ain't got to go to the church where they're going. Give me a handkerchief. You ain't got to go to the church where they're going. How you going to set up a church you have outgrown? I had one up here, I think, somewhere. Your mama can't take the place of God. Your daddy can't take the place of God. Your nanny can't take the place of God. When God moving on you, you got to obey God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. This man here found the truth. Him and his wife, they had to walk. They had to leave family members. I can point out people all over the sanctuary. They had to walk. They had to leave. Look at White. White got a brother, a pastor. You gotta walk, man.
Yes, sir.
Or people hold you back. You gotta go, you gotta be led by the Spirit of God. Or people hold you back, man. I'm telling you, they'll hold you on the same track they've been traveling for the last 95 years. You got God to call you out by your name. Don't care how far you gotta drive. You drive where God tell you go. Don't care how early you got to get up. You go where God tell you go. I don't know. I read in the Bible somewhere it's better to obey God than to obey man. Now, you ever read that? Yeah, the Bible says it's better to obey God than to obey man. I know y'all about to move. Follow the Lord. None of your business who I was talking to. And let's read and close, go home. 22:35. I want you to listen to good. 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to solemn, they were gathered together. You know, you put a whole lot of folks to silence when the Lord started moving. Then one of them, which was my lawyer. Where my lawyer at? Raise your hand at me, lawyer. Where my lawyer's at? I got some lawyers in here. Wave your hand high. Don't be, no, Put your, I'm a lawyer. I want the lawyer. I'm a lawyer. I know Turner not here. I don't see Turner's son. I know one of my, I saw one of my lawyers. That's a lawyer right there. That's a lawyer right there. That's a lawyer right there. Three lawyers right there. Y'all boys better go to school. That's three women. But see, these lawyers that raised their hand, not like these lawyers. These lawyers were trying to prove the spiritual world wrong. These girls here walking in the spirit world. I know all three of them. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, they tried to tie him up now, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, you don't mean that, no. Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to them, now look what he said to them in verse 30, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Now watch this, boy. This is, you know you can't do this by yourself.
No.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with how?
With all.
And what else?
With all soul.
What else?
With all
soul. Wow. Then one writer said, all your strength, yeah. All your might.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the first and great commandment, right?
Yes,
look what he said now. Come on, we're about through. Look. And the second is like this.
Yes.
It's like unto it.
Yes.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor.
Yes.
Now you know you got some neighbors you can't love. Not on your own.
No.
I got some prejudiced neighbor in my neighborhood. But I got to love them anyway.
Yes.
I went corner first. About 20 years ago. I'd whoop your tail. That's what I tell you. I'd whoop your tail. Tell me where I can park my car. I park where I want to park.
That's right.
And Leroy Jr. driving, we went to look at some cattle and driving back. The Lord asked me, he said, what are you doing? I ain't had no answer. So when you don't have no answer, just shut up. You know, let him finish talking to you. He said, I want you to go back. I want you to never deal with that again. I deal with this. I put you here for a reason.
Amen.
Guess what? The very dude who was giving me a problem quit and turned into another man or more. He still do some crazy things, but I mean, he's not like he was.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
See, there's some battles you got to let the Lord fight.
That's right.
But I wasn't operating in love. I was about to whoop somebody's tail. My streets came back on me. My brothers told me, not Roy. Roy the easy going one, kind of easy going. But I saw Roy mad one time. Roy got angry one time. I said, I ain't never saw that in Roy. Roy, I said, oh, Jesus, I thought he ain't never getting mad. Man, we had some trouble with Roy that day. Somebody had crossed him. That man said, man, how much? I ain't know it. But my brothers told me that when you're out there and somebody go to talking kind of crazy, hit them. And they told me, said, Don't when you're out in the street, no long discussion. So I did it. I was sitting on a ballroom seat one night. A guy said, that's your seat? Bam, I hit him because I know
right.
I got him, hit him. Because I know he's trying to check me out and punk me out, you know. You know what I'm talking about. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind. This is the first great commandment. And the second is like unto this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Look at verse 40. And we'll close at verse 40. Look at verse 40. The whole thing from Genesis to Revelation. Every word, every promise, everything God has said hangs. Put that scripture back up. Hangs on these two commandments. Hang all the law and the prophet. Now, when he said all the law and the prophet, that's the whole deal. Everything God said, it hangs on how much you know how to yield and how much you know how to walk in love in spite of anything. Everybody stand up. Here's a secret to never fail again. You're about to bring your life to victory you never thought of you would see. You're being called from under every circumstance and situation. You're being called from under it in your life right now. All contrary traffic in your life will be arrested today and given a life sentence. Lift your hand and praise God. Thank you for what you heard. Come on, just talk to him a few minutes. Thank you for anointing me with the love anointing. I walk in ultimate power now. Everywhere I am, ultimate power is before me because I walk in the love anointing. Ultimate power is mine. Everything I'm dealing with now has to bow. The operating the God kind of love. Love never faileth. Love bears all things, hopeth all things, believeth all things, endureth all things. Love think the best of every person. Love never faileth. Now abideth faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Thank you, Lord, for shedding your love abroad in my heart. I give you glory and praise right now. Come on. Let's pray for a few minutes. Come on. Come on. Just quarter to 11. Give him praise. I give you praise right now. Saturate me in your love. I forgive everybody who have done me wrong. I repent of every wrong thing I've said, thought, or done right now. I repent. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm asking you to forgive me. In Jesus' name. Fill my heart with your love. Let me deal with people. Let me be able to deal with people that is hard to love. But let your love come through me. Let me love my family members. Let me love my neighbor. Let me love everybody. Let me walk in love, Lord. Thank you for your love. Y'all can't raise your hand over there. Put your hand there. Come on, surrender. Surrender to God's love. I surrender to your love. I surrender. I'm healed. Oh, that's my healing right there. I surrender to your love. That's my healing right there. That's my blessing right there. I surrender to your love. That's my joy right there. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender to your love. Holy Ghost, pump more love in me. Now shake six people's hands and tell them I love you with the love of God.